Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for another opportunity to gather together in your name. We give you praise, Lord. And welcome to Miracle Internet Church. We are a Christian, Protestant, Christian church, And we meet on the Internet every Wednesday and Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and whatever time it happens to be where you are. Amen? Praise the Lord. We also meet on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time and whatever time it is wherever you are. And so we encourage you to come up and hear what God has to say. God has a lot to say. He always does. And he wants his people to know what he wants them to do. I pray that you've been having an absolutely splendid and marvelous fasting time. I know I have. I know fellowship with the Lord is very precious and it's important. And Brother Bill, I sent you a text message. Praise the Lord. And I want us to focus our thoughts on the Lord for a moment. Yes, there are other announcements I need to make, but right this moment, let's just focus on the Lord. Let's just lay aside all those thoughts from everything that happened today and earlier this week and that we're expecting to happen tomorrow and what we got finished and accomplished and what we didn't get finished and accomplished. Let's just lay all of that aside for a moment. Let's just focus on the Lord Jesus and our Heavenly Father and our relationship to them. Let's focus on that for just a moment. Father, what a privilege it is to lay aside the cares of this world. To lay aside every worry, every weight, every conclusion that has not come yet, every answer that we're waiting on, every question that we've asked. It's a privilege to lay those things aside and to receive your presence. We honor you, Heavenly Father. We worship you. We give you praise. We thank you for speaking to our hearts tonight. As we hear you give us your word, we thank you for speaking to our hearts. Not just our ears, not just our notes, but we thank you for speaking to our hearts. We thank you, Lord, for the words that you've given us. You've helped us. We thank you for the words that are yet to come. We thank you for your encouragement, your peace, your comfort, your healing, your deliverance. We give you praise, Lord. There's none greater than you and none besides you, Lord. None that can do what you do. And none that can be to us who you are to us. We thank you for the preciousness of being a saint of God. We thank you for the opportunity to come before your throne, to worship you, to spend time with you, to adore you, to cherish you. Our hope is in you, Father. Our hope is in you, Lord Jesus. Our hope is in the Godhead, not in men and their ideas and their governments and their plans. Our hope is in you. We thank you for your move in the earth, Father. We thank you for your move in the earth. You never stop loving. You never stop caring. You never stop comforting. You never stop giving us hope. We receive hope from you tonight, Father. We receive hope. We thank you for your hope and for your grace. And Lord, we wanted to say to you that we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. And because of your blood, we can lay aside being anxious and hurried and worried about the details of our lives. Instead, we can have a heart that always chooses your presence as our first priority. And then our hearts will be at peace. We thank you for the peace that you bring. But Lord, even when things are going well and we're not feeling anxious and we feel like we have some sense of control, we realize that when we're threatened or overwhelmed, we begin to get tense. Lord, whenever that happens, remind us that we're dependent on your love. And let everything that's nagging at us, every fear, be the catalyst that turns us toward you and toward your strength. So, Father, we humble ourselves before you tonight, and we obey your word, and we cast every anxiety and every care on you because we know that you care for us. We realize, Father, that when we're focused on the wrong things, we get anxious. Help us, Lord, to lay up our treasures in you instead of accumulating things in this world. We realize, Father, that anxiety often paralyzes us. Lord, set us free and deliver us. Help us to overcome every hindrance. And enable us and strengthen us to take whatever action needs to be taken and to trust the rest to you. We choose, Lord, not to depend on our own understanding. We know that when we seek your guidance, your wonderful counsel, you lead us on straight paths. We choose not to rely on our own wisdom, our own natural abilities, our own understanding and perspective of the matter. Instead, we bow before your holy word, and we will stay far away from anything that draws and pulls us away from you. Once we do this with our whole hearts, our hearts will be at peace, and fear and anxiety will no longer rob us of spiritual or physical health in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over one, Lord, who's being tormented by demonic spirit. They're prodding her to commit suicide. We bind the fear, the panic, the anxiety, the anger, the hatred, the demonic spirits that are taking over her emotions. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain them with eternal chains unto darkness. We send them into the spiritual cage, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, to release your warring angels to war over her day and night until she cries out to Jesus Christ to deliver her, to save her, to heal her, and to make her whole. We thank you, Lord, that she will find her way to the place of deliverance that you have for her. We thank you, Lord, that she will come to understand that they are very weak and that they have no power next to you because all power belongs to God. We bind the lie of the enemy that tells her she has to kill herself to be freed from their torment. Lord, we bind every lying spirit and the voice of the stranger that's attempting to steal her life. We claim her life and her soul for the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. You said to ask you for the heathen for an inheritance. Well, Lord, we're asking for this soul and many more. And we thank you that when we ask anything according to your will, you hear us and you grant our request. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord, for the armor of God. We thank you for the armor of God. Lord Jesus, we ask that you reveal yourself to that young woman in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that we have the breastplate of righteousness. It covers our heart. It covers our emotions. We have the helmet of salvation. It covers our minds. It covers our brain. It covers our thoughts, even our ears. We thank you, Lord, that we have the sword of the Spirit. It's your holy word. It's the word of God in action. We honor your word, Lord. We honor you. We reverence you, Father. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us. We thank you for your glory, your very glory in our midst, because whenever two or more of us come together, Father, you're in our midst. You're right there. You're here now. We perceive and feel your presence. We thank you. We thank you for the holy angels of God that attend your presence. They're here too. We thank you for the warring, linking angels that surround us. We thank you for the praising angels that cover us. Come and reign over us, Father. Come and reign over us. We are your people. We are the sheep of your pasture. We thank you that you are our God. We love you, Lord. We reverence you. Help us to obey you more and more. We call upon you, Father, to touch the hearts of those that we have prayed for in the past and those that we're still interceding for now. Bring them out of darkness, Lord. Bring them out of darkness and into your marvelous light, Jesus. The days and the time is passing, and there's not a whole lot of time left, Lord. So we thank you for the work that you have done in their lives, and we thank you for your continued work. We thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit, touching their hearts, opening their eyes, causing the scales to fall off their eyes so that they see, hear, understand, and know that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father, that you love them, that you desire for them to come into the kingdom, that you have a place for them in your kingdom, that you have all the answers that they have ever needed, that you can wash them clean of their sins and transgressions and iniquity, that you can deliver them from any spirit that there is. You are the Father of spirits. You are our deliverer, Lord, and there is none that has more might nor power nor authority than you. All power belongs to God. So we thank you, Lord, for that young woman receiving the truth of your word. We thank you, Lord, for the ones that are standing in the gap for her life and for the lives of the many others who have heard but didn't listen, who've been given instructions but refused to follow, who are still living the rebellious life, who refuse to yield, who refuse to trust, who refuse to believe. We ask for your mercy, Father. We ask for your mercy, and we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. We thank you for your patience. We bind the spirit of fear over everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the fear of death over everyone in the name of Jesus. We bind every phobia and all faint-heartedness, all terrors, fear of man, all torments, and all horrors. We turn that weapon back against the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. The fear that he has sent into the hearts of people all over the world, Lord, we bind those spirits and we harness them. And we send them right back where they came from in the name of Jesus Christ, according to the covenant. Every spirit of fear, we bind in Jesus' name. And we send it back where it came from, Father, in the name of Jesus, to be released there. We return it to the one who sent it to us. We reject it. We refuse it. We renounce it. We denounce it. We'll have nothing to do with it, because we have received the measure of faith from you, Father, to believe you. And we hold on to the gift that you gave us. We give you praise, Lord. We bind all strong demonic manifestations. We bind the work of the mind controllers. We bind the programmed altars. We bind the double-willed and the schizophrenic mind. We bind emotions that are out of God's order. We bind all paranoia in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Lord, to help us. We bind childish adjustment. We bind unlogical adjustment. We bind unnecessary strife. We bind disordered emotions and delusional thinking, and delusions of grandeur, failure, competition, and frustration. We bind you in the name of Jesus. You have no place in the life of a believer. Every demonic spirit that has attacked the minds of the believers, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All oppression, all depression, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every panic attack and the source and the root thereof, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of God's people. Generalized anxiety, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Anxious for no apparent reason. Father, the enemy hath released this weapon against the people. And we garner the weapon. And we send it back. Every attack must go back. Every attack of panic, every attack of paranoia, every attack of fear must go back in the name of Jesus Christ. It must go back to the enemy. It must go back to his camp. It must go back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it to go back from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We forbid it to take root in the saints in Jesus' name. We command it to come up and out of every saint in Jesus' name. Every fear, every single fear, we bind you. Come out of the saints in Jesus' name. Make yourself microscopic. Come out in Jesus' name. Go into the cage and go back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Worry, we curse you in the name of Jesus. We send you back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We dismantle stress. We dismantle stress. We dismantle stress. We break its power over our lives. We destroy that yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. We break that bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. Come up and out now in the name of Jesus Christ. All family anxiety coming down the family line. Fear spirits coming down the family lines. Bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We uproot you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every fear, in fears from childhood, you're bound in Jesus' name, coming out, all of you, every single one of you. Every fear that came from conception all the way through childhood, come up and out. We uproot you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. Make yourself microscopic and come out now. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Holy fire of God, fire of God, fire of God. We break every stronghold. We break every stronghold. We bind every strong man in Jesus' name. Break it. Fear of man, bound in Jesus' name, uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear of man, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear of death, fear of illness, fear of trauma, fear of hurt, fear of pain, fear of suffering, fear of death. You're bound. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every fear coming down the family line. I don't care how many generations it was. Come out of God's people. You cannot stay. There's no place for you to stay in Jesus' name. Every single fear. Fear of divorce. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every fear, named or not named, come out. Come out of God's people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear of losing salvation, you're bound in Jesus' name. Fear of financial failure, bound in Jesus' name. Financial stress, insufficiency, bound in Jesus' name. Baruka tadabri, rika tadabri, shata baruka tadidi osoto tadabri, yarika tadabri, shata rukoha tadabri. For my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Rika tadabri, shata baruka tadidi osoto tadabri, salla tadidi osoto tadabri, shata tadidi osoto. Fear of the unknown, herligita tadabri. In the name of Jesus Christ, fear of the unknown, fear of the future, fear of the past, come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Ruka si de la broca de Dios otro abre, caracata de brisa de la broca de Dios otro abre, yerra galileo sota la breca de Dios otro abre, que halele, risa de fear of backsliding, bound in Jesus' name. Ruka be shumama mamoku soto, ruda de breca de Dios otro, fear that the witches will overcome you, bound in the name of Jesus. Erro galilea sa. Fear of failure, bound in Jesus' name. Fear of hurt, harm, and danger, bound in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and cough, everybody. Deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough. Every fear, every anxiety, every stress, every worry, every care. Deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Who's a son sets free is free indeed. Rumba babasha tarabreka de diak. Ringata, rugusundu, rugushutu, regise mememekuta. Read the bruka de brick it, break it, break it, break it, break it, break it, break it, hallelujah, to the bri. Risa de rucoriga de osso de la breca de diosota. Ring the braki shiti de brusa de mraca de diosota bri. Ricket all those stubborn demons you've been trying to get out this week. Come out and out, bound in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Ruko da da brisha da da broko da da brisha da da brika di. Sanda da dio suta. Ruko da da brisha da da brika di. Dio suto da bri. Rista da. Ruko sha. Tana manuko da da broko da da bri. Rika da da brisha da da. Come up and out. Every fear, named or not named. I don't care how small you think it is, how minute and insignificant you think it is. Repent and come it out in Jesus' name. Rika da da brisha da da broko da da brisha da da bri. Irisi, rusa da de dios su, rukushata, risa da da breca de dios su, da da breca de dios suta, ya da da roco so toro baroco toro bre, sile de dios su, da da brisha, da da broca de dios di de brusha, ya roca de da brisha, da da broca de dios brecha, ya roca ha roco ho requise me shate, ruca sa da brisha, da da dios su, da breca de dios su, da da bre, raca de da brisha, da da broca de dios su, da da bre, ya requise da broca da da bre, even fears that we have not realized that we have yet. You're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of God's people. Come up and out of God's people. Come up and out of God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. You cannot stay. There's no hiding place for you. There's no hiding place for you. There's no hiding place for you in the name of Jesus Christ. There's no hiding place. The light of the Lord is upon you. His glorious light is shining on you. His glory. You're exposed. You're fully exposed. Come out now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Erro la dario sunda da bre. Kirshi de la broca de la brisha de la broca de lidia. Yanda rugusun de la broca de la brisha de la reakia la leo sota la breke. Sile de dio sunda la breke de sunda la cata la bre. Risa de la broca de la brisha de la broca de lidia de la broca de lidio sa. Rinde da rugusu da rikisha ne 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 no da ne ne no sada. Yende de di sunda na na ya sanda. Ha! Fear of being betrayed, you're bound in Jesus' name. Fear of being lied upon and persecuted, bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of God's people. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Hey, shirarayasa, runda da breke de dio sota da bre. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you the praise, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Keep coughing. It's some more stuff coming up. Keep coughing. It's some more stuff coming up. Hallelujah. Another layer, Lord, another layer. Let it go, let it go, let it go right now in the name of Jesus. Let it go. Rusa tara bruca de librisha tara breke de rise de rugusha mama mama kusa tara bre stille de diusu tara breke de shata tara breke de sanda ya rugusha tara breke de ya. Don't just sit there, open your mouth, take a deep breath and cough it out in Jesus' name. Rusa la de diusu raba baba kushete rike te de. God didn't ask you to analyze it. He said cough, just obey. Make yourself microscopic and come out. No gagging, no choking in the name of Jesus. Cough from your gut. Cough from your belly. You will not choke nor tear anyone in Jesus' name. Be expelled in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Come out. Come out. All right, Lord, open up that passage and kick that devil out in Jesus' name. Open up the passage, Lord. Spread it wide open and kick that demon right out in the name of Jesus. Make yourself microscopic. Make yourself small and come out in the name of Jesus. You will come out. Yes, you will in the name of Jesus. Ruka da da brisha da da broka de di dios da da bre. Rika da da brisha da da broka de di dios da da breka de dios da bre. Rita da da broka de di dios da breka de dios da bre. Ruka da da brisha da da brisha da da breka de di dios da. Erisa da da breka de di dios da breka de di dios da marka. Yes, baba baba kusha da da dios da. Sulla la dios or kisa da. Yarrese de brusha tere brike de diriosuta. Yorre de diandra mana kotoro brise de. Yarrese de brusha tere brike de diriosuta. Sulla la de yosundra mana kisa. Isha da de yosundre brike de. Yarre la de yosutra brike. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. You always come to our rescue. You always come to our aid. You always come to help us. You always come to strengthen us. You always come bring your peace, your love, your joy, your comfort. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Yes, we do. We thank you. We just humble ourselves before you, Lord. And we thank you and we give you praise. You are the great I am. And beside you, there is none other. You are the Lord our God who sanctifies us. We thank you. Give you praise. We give you praise, Father. You are grace. You are Almighty God. Orekisa, you are our provider. You are our healer. Orekisa terebrekete. You're the one who hovers over us and carefully guards and protects us. You're our defense. You're our fortress. You're our everything. You're our everything. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Sharro costo toro brikete de Dios. Sike de Dios surra de Dios. Isha de Dios sota kubra kata. Ike mama mama morosha de rebrese. Ki barosha de rebrese. Ah, costo toro da. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. We glorify you, Lord. Glorify you. We glorify you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We bow ourselves before you. We bow ourselves before you, Lord. There's none like you. Keep our hearts close to you, Lord. As we draw closer to you every day, keep our hearts close to you, Lord. Closer, closer, closer to you. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory, Lord. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Oh, heaven and earth are filled with you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Bind Satan the strong man and all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, underlings, orders, plans, devices, tactics, maneuvers, timings. And we cancel all of his assignments and satanic agendas against your righteous one. Take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ the Lord. We come into agreement with you, Father, with you, Lord Jesus, and with you, Holy Spirit. And we are out of agreement with Satan in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down every demonic throne. We bind every wicked principality, power, ruler of darkness, and every spiritual wickedness in high places. We release your all-consuming fire, Father, on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We continue to bind rape and murder to its strong man. And we dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks. We return the attacks under the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind every trafficking demon, reporter, listener, watcher, peep, whisperer, familiar demon, electronic, technology, digital, Morgellons, 5G and component devil, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind them, their attacks, and their wicked works, in the name of Jesus. We bind every Leviathan spirit, every Kundalini spirit, every water spirit, every marine spirit, every sex spirit, every unclean spirit, every passive devils, all the passivity ones, all the hindering ones, all the blocking ones. We bind you and their attacks, those that afflict pain, those that deprive us of sleep, those that push the artificial intelligence and the smart dust. We bind you all and all of your attacks in Jesus' name. We send those sorcery devils, those seducing, womanizing, the drone devils, the whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger and all their attacks. We return them, Father, where they came from, in Jesus' name. We bind the Havana syndrome. We bind the brain changes. We bind injuries to the brain. We bind remote viewing, all the sonic and audio weapons, all the microwave attacks, all the electromagnetic attacks, all the smart technology and all their particle attacks, all the techno-paganism, all the mind control by the occult. We bind all of those attacks, and we send them back where they came from, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to the covenant. We bind all microwave frequency weapons that are used against your people, Father. We bind the work of every druid and their associates and cohorts in Jesus' name. We bind all the hypnotic and trance devils, all the mystic rituals and their intent. And we overturn and empty all the cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of those who work in that evil in Jesus' name. We bind every order of magic and mystic art, every Morgellons attack and the culture of corruption. We bind Latin American, Caribbean, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, Australian, American, Canadian, Kabbalah, Santeria, Buddhist black magic, and every form of black and white magic that has ever existed in Jesus' name. We send that back where it came from and all those attacks. We send every single attack. We thank you, Father. Ooh, thank you. Hallelujah. There it is. Thank you, Jesus, for the fire of God drying up all the attacks from the war. Hey, hallelujah, there it goes. Oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for binding up all the attacks of the water spirit. We thank you, Lord, just like you did on Mount Carmel. Every attack, every single attack, all the evil sacrifices, your fire will consume them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Also, the water is supposed to attack the roof of your car. All the water is supposed to attack your plumbing. All the water is supposed to attack, and it's supposed to attack, but it's not attacking. The fire of God consumes it in Jesus' name. We return the attack wherever it came from in the name of Jesus. Yes, everything that comes over the airwaves that's not of Jesus Christ, we return it from whence it came in Jesus' holy name. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide, all free-flying devils and all evil spirits which shapeshift in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for answering our prayers concerning this in Jesus' name. We bind every devil responsible for the dominion of sin in every culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, hyperactivity, and blockages in our minds and memories in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog. We bind the Mandela effect. We bind every abomination that has been committed. And we bind the Lord of the Fly and his agents, and we place them all under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind every satanic ritual and the abuse and the devils and the agents and the demons and the satanic worship and witchcraft dedication. We bind all the formations of demonic insects. We bind spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits and every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge, artificial intelligence against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes, you're bound, and we pull you down from your high place. In Jesus' name, we pull you down from your high place. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pull you down from your high places. In the name of Jesus Christ, the manipulating that you've been doing in the background, the Lord sees it. We pull you down from your high places. In the name of Jesus, the artificial intelligence, the spying. We pull you down from your high places. Yes, hallelujah. We pull you down from your high places. We pull you down from every high place, and we place you under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We pull you down. 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 We pull you down from your high place in Jesus' name. And you shall be brought low. And you shall be brought low, Jesus' name. Huh. And you shall be brought low and lower and lower and lower in Jesus' name. You shall be brought lower in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, you chose to help the globalists, so we pulled you down in Jesus' name. We bind the spiders, their webs. Destroy the spiders and their webs in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents and his pull on flesh. His glitziness before flesh, his glittering before flesh, his seduction before flesh. We cut you free. We cut you free, saints, from mammon. He won't control your pocketbook. Hallelujah. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, sabotage, spy, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, attack, and reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that the righteous are bold as a lion, and it is so in Jesus' name. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools, the spirit of the fool, the thought of the fool's anger, and we bind the carnal mind in Jesus' name. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending, the New Age movement, the New World Order, and the spirits and the works of the oppressors and the spirits and the children of disobedience, horoscopes, numerology, false religions, make-believe, fantasy, doing it my way, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, transcendental meditation, yoga, martial arts, Ahab and Jezebel, wherever you may be found. We bind you, your ways, your works, your agents, and your practices in Jesus' name. We bind lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, clumsiness. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, the psychic ability of Kundalini. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Kinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, defilement by wizards, levitation, bind you in the name of Jesus. All spirits of levitation, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride. We bind his entire kingdom. We bind all of his agents, all of his works, all of his twistings, all of his turns, and all of his contusions in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your grip and hold over the people of God in Jesus' name. We bind each and every demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifice. And we send it right back where it came from, Father, in the name of Jesus, according to the covenant. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry, bind every form of rebellion, contrariness, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and the power of the temptation to sin. We break your grip and hold over God's people. We break your grip and hold over God's people. We break your grip and hold over God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilek, Molech, Python, Baphomet, and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, Zeus, so that we chain them with eternal chains under darkness. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, chant, all works, uniforms, and all of their intent in the name of Jesus Christ. Their very founding, we disrupt and break up with the power in the name of Jesus. Their very founding, we disrupt and break up with the power in the name of Jesus. All the intent, all the purposes of their ceremonies, we destroy in Jesus' name. We undo the works of every and each demonic weapon, including fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, tumors, codes, triggers. Demonic beat. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Demonic beats, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Demonic rhythms, Demonic rhythms, the demonic lyrics, runga de brecha de Dios on de breca de Dios on de riqueza de broca de Dios on de braca baba kusha. We break the trance, we break the trance, we break the trance. Isha, irukuturo brecha. Yerrekaha, riqueza de breca de Dios uta. Yerregale de Dios on de breca de hypnotism. You're destroyed in Jesus' name. Raga baba shuturo breca de Dios on de bre. Rise de broca de Dios on de breca de Dios uta labara. Rike, con de labara, san de bruca, baba shatarabre. Subconscious sounds, we bind you. Demonic subconscious sounds, we bind you. Demonic visions, we bind you. Demonic dreams, we bind you. Demonic imaginations, demonic fantasies, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind you. Come out of God's people, come out of God's people, come out of God's people. We cut all your cords. We sever all your cords. We circumcise ourselves from you. Every weapon used against a person in this ministry. Every weapon. Subconscious. The work you've done demonically, subconsciously. The blood into the subconscious. The blood into the subconscious. The blood of Jesus. 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 The blood of Jesus into the subconscious. Clearing it out. Clearing it out. Clearing it out. Clearing it out. Read that abrocada. Risa da broca de Dios on the broca de Dios on the broca de la brace, the broca de Dios on the broqueta. Yerrugole de Dios on the broca de Dios on the broca de Rusa de la brace. Irisha de la. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. All that ringing in the ears. Come out. Rusa da broca de Dios on the broca de Dios on the brace. Risa de rugore, kisa da broca de Dios on the broca de Dios on the brace. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus into the subconscious. The blood of Jesus, 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 the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood. Hallelujah. Risa de la brica de Dios under a brica de Silla de Dios under a braca, Bababasho de la brica de Irisi de la bruca de Dios under Risa de la brica de Sita de la ha, Kita, Runga de la hook, aha, unhook. Father, release your angels to unhook us. In Jesus' name. Unhook us. Isha mama mama kusha da brisa ta. Esha baba baba kusha. Ye rugusa da bri. Rika da brosha da da. Unhook us. Ruka se da brisha da bri. Holy Father, unhook us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Risa da brosha da brika de di Dios uta la bri. Ye ruko rikisa da di Dios uta la bri. Isa na na Dios so rike da brisha da brika de di Dios uta. Ero sotto romane chisse terra ricchite la brucia tra bri. Ier colle le dio sotto la bricche te dio sotto la bricche. Er che tra bri. Sella le dio. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. And we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them in Jesus' name. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcrafts and mind control back on their own heads. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. Ushie gora, you demonic devil. Isha da de Dios so rezedur kaharkise, ruka sata la breke de Dios sota, yarke de la breke. We destroy your roots. in Jesus' name. We destroy your roots in the name of Jesus Christ. We are loosed from you. Oh, we're loosed from you. We're loosed from every seduction in Jesus' name. We're loosed from every enticement in Jesus' name. Pullings. Loose from pullings in Jesus' name. Disconnect. Sever. Circumcise. Lust in our flesh. Lust in our flesh. Whore, come up and out. Bound in Jesus' name. The whore, bound. Come up and out in Jesus' name. The whore, bound. Come up and out in Jesus' name. The whoremonger, bound. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. The adulterer, come up and out, bound in Jesus' name. The adulteress, bound, come up and out in Jesus' name. Brushanda, rika de brusha. The idolater, bound, come up and out in Jesus' name. Bruta, runga de brusha da idiosuta, rukuda, rakita. Irisita da braca de idiosunda da breca de idiosuta da breca de. Ruka de brusha da broca de idiosuta da breca de idiosuta. Isha da breca de idiosu. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm us. Every spirit that's come to harm us, we break your grip and hold. Ish! In Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. In Jesus' name. We rejoice with you, Father, that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask. And we thank you for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to your church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and every chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Father, we call for the justice that the righteous judge releases in Jesus' name. Hey, there it is, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into your truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We thank you for that standard being lifted in our lives. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we tread on every serpent, every scorpion, and over all the power of the enemy. And never return in Jesus' name. We close the opening for you, Esh, and we seal it in the name of Jesus. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. Thank you, Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere, and even for those who are in authority but should not be. Hey, ooh, we call to the righteous judge for your judgment. The release, Father. The release, Father. The release from evil men. The release from evil men. And their evil deeds. The release. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Woo. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, if we still have fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, curses, anything sent from the enemy, we return it according to the covenant to the senders in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. Ricky said, deep cleansing. Oh, deep cleansing. We burn all ungodly silver cords, ley lines from ourselves, all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, every other form of agreement with the demonic realm. We destroy, tear down, and make of none effect all the walls of protection around the wizards, warlocks, wizards, sorcerers, Satanists, nanobots, shamans, and all their agents in Jesus' name. All spells, vexes, hexes, curses, sorcery, voodoo, magic, destruction, sickness, pain, and torment. All your powers of every curse is destroyed in Jesus' name. Jesus became a curse for us. He took this evil for us on the cross. All tribal rituals and sins, root works, crystals, candle burnings, incantations, chanting. All Muslim callings to worship. Hey! Pull you down from your high place in Jesus' name. And we put you under the feet of the Lord Jesus. You resist all sickness, pain, torment, and psychic power, crystals, and every other device of the enemy in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. We bind every spirit coming through the computers, the cell phones, any curses they release. It all goes back. It all goes back. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for sending back all the warfare that's been done against us by the evil ones in the name of Jesus. We thank you for returning it to the senders according to the covenant. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for a holy outcome, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Father, for all of our racehorses, we ask that you put a harness on them, a saddle on them, a bridle on them. Teach them to obey the Holy Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Leave it in your hands in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, tonight, saints, we want to thank the Lord for his visitation. We want to give him praise. for his mercy extended to us tonight. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. We just thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We lift up holy hands to you, Father, without wrath and without doubting. We forgive everyone who ought to be forgiven in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Create in us a clean heart, Father, and renew a right spirit in each of us in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, you're good to us. Well, saints, I forgot what I was going to announce, but here's this announcement. Our featured psalm for tonight's service is Psalm 17. Our verse for meditation comes from the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 21. And our featured ebook is on electromagnetic witchcraft in Jesus' name. The link is in the chat room. We want to remind everyone that Sunday, November 7th, is the last opportunity for baptisms for this year. If you desire to participate, please contact Brother Bill in the MIC radio chat room while we are live on the air. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. And as everyone knows, this number only works when we're live on the air. Praise the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight, we're going to talk about a light to our path. A light to our path. Saints, the Lord our God is training and developing us to be brave, strong, and capable warriors. Brave, strong, and capable warriors. Yes. The Bible says in the book of Daniel, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Well, that's the truth, saints. It's really the truth. That is us, saints. That's who God wants us to be. That's who we are becoming. But before we become all that God has designed, we must receive the building blocks of faith foundation. Well, where will we find them, you say? The answer is simple. In the Holy Scriptures. In the Holy Scripture. Because they bring us to a faith and power in God. The Holy Scriptures bring us to faith and power in God. Fact, the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine or teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. All scripture is given by the very inspiration of God, the very breath of God released. And it is profitable. Profit. It brings profit to our lives. For teaching, for doctrine, proof. We need this. For correction, we must have it to grow properly. For instruction in righteousness. Yes. All scripture is given of God. So, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, it says that the word came not in old time by the will of man. No, prophecy didn't come by the will of man. But holy men of God spoke. They were moved by the Holy Ghost. That's how it's supposed to happen, by the Holy Ghost. The gifts are supposed to work by the Holy Ghost, by human will, in Jesus' name. So, since we've come to know this, how should we respond to the scriptures? What should be our response? Well, we are told in 1 Thessalonians that we are not to receive the scriptures as if it were the word of men, but rather as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually works in those of us that believe it. You see, if you want the word of God to work in your life, you have to receive it. You have to believe it. You have to embrace it to make it your own. You have to allow the change to occur. You have to allow for the transformation to occur. You have to allow the word of God to dwell richly in you, that outworking will be God has desired for you. That's what's required, saints. That's what we need. God's word, his holy scriptures, endure forever. Forever? That's right. Forever. Never goes away. Forever. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25 tells us that the word of God endures forever. The word of God endureth forever. There's no time limit on forever. There is no time limit on forever. Forever is outside time. Time was created by God. But forever lives side of time as we know it. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 35, Matthew 24, verse 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ah, there it is. I knew I'd find it. In fact, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, says that word of his power upholds all things. The word of his power upholds all things. His word upholds everything that we know of and all that we are yet to learn of. That's some powerful words, saints. It's powerful words. Very powerful words. Very powerful. Amen. Praise the Lord. In John's gospel, wherever I put that scripture, I'll find it eventually. It states that the scripture cannot be broken. It cannot be broken. It is not possible to break the scripture. You know, my grandmother used to tell me that as I became a young woman. She would tell me that you cannot break God's commandments. You cannot break God's word, but you can most certainly break yourself on them. And she was right. God's word endures forever, and it never passes away. It upholds everything that we see, everything that we don't see, all that's beyond the world that we know and have become acquainted with. Word is that powerful. Folks and governments and institutions may crumble, but God's word lasts forever and evermore. In Psalm 119, verse 160, Psalm 119 and verse 160, thy word is true from the beginning. Thy word is true from the beginning. Every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. You might have to sit there and meditate on that for a while, saints, and let it soak in. But God's word is true from the beginning. There's no falsity. There's no double-mindedness. There's no twisting from Leviathan. No unholiness. No impurity. None of that is in God's word. His judgments stand no matter what else happens. Judgments stand no matter what man does. God's judgments prevail. In fact, in Psalm 119, in verse 89, it says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Settled. Not to move, not to shift, not to adjust, not to change, not to adapt. Settled in heaven. Settled. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. We've shared this scripture before. There hath not failed. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise. Because there is no failure in our God. There is no failure in him. There is no failure in him. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, beginning with verse 4. Isaiah, chapter 40, beginning with verse 4. Every valley shall be exalted. And every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. The word of our God shall stand forever. Forever, saints. That's kind of hard to imagine, but ask the Lord to help you get there. The word will continue forever. Saints, when God gives you a promise from his word, know that you can trust that word and stand on it. When you stand firmly on God's word, you are like the house in Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 24. You are like that house that's talked about in Matthew chapter 7. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. See, the house got attacked. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Likewise, saints, when you quit and give up because you are unbelieving and weak, immature and impatient and filled with doubt, not permitting patience to have its perfect work, and not grounded in the scriptures, you will fail God. That's right. When you quit and give up because you are unbelieving and weak, immature, impatient, and filled with doubt, not permitting for patience to have its perfect work in you, and not grounded in the scriptures, you will fail God. You will fail. So, saints, time to get grounded in the word. It's time to make the scriptures our first meal in Jesus' name. What a tragedy that is to fail God. What a tragedy to forsake, to turn back. On the victory which Jesus purchased for you on the cross, why would you? Why would you? This is a victory he bought for you with his own life and blood on the cross. Why would you turn back? Why would you forsake the victory that he died to give you? He faced Satan for you. Why would you turn your back on that victory? Our Father promises to us in Isaiah 55, Isaiah 55, beginning with verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. So if you're not thinking the anointed thoughts that God gives, if your ways are not the ways he's prescribed for us, then you're in sin, saint. Sin. So how wonderful it is to say, Lord, I'm so sorry. But how much better to turn and to obey the Lord. To turn and to obey the Lord. You see, saint, God's word produces his will. It does. He says it in the scriptures. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, than your thoughts. Well, I thought, well, I've been trying to tell you that's not going to work. You need his thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not there, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, God is saying. It shall not return to me void or without result, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. That's what he said. God's word produces his will. It does not come back to him destitute and without result. It does not come back to him lacking in validity or having lost its legal potency. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. The Bible says that the scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, are able to make us wise unto salvation when we operate in faith with Jesus Christ. The scriptures are able to make us wise unto salvation. But do we receive the word that way? Do we receive his word that way? That's a good question we should ask ourselves. In Hebrews chapter 6, Hebrews chapter 6, beginning with verse 13, you see, Abraham and God were having a conversation. And in this particular conversation, God made a promise to Abraham. Abraham had this concern about not having an heir. Yes, Father of a multitude. That's what his name says, but he didn't have one. He didn't have a one. And he was concerned. So God made him a promise. He's made many of us promises. And the Bible says in verse 13, because God could not swear, he could swear by no greater. He swear by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so, after Abraham had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. After, not before, he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater. And an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, nothing else to be said. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise, we would be heirs of promise, saints, the immutability. You know, in biology, they taught you about mutation. You have these cells. They decide they want to divide, and so they divide, and they keep dividing, and they keep dividing, and they keep dividing. And sooner or later, one of them gets into a spirit of rebellion and begins to mutate. Mm-hmm. That's what leads to cancer, by the way, as they say. But nonetheless, God's promises don't mutate. Think about it. His counsel doesn't mutate, but he confirmed it by an oath that by two immutable things, they're not going to switch up and change. No switching up, no changing. In which it is impossible for God to lie. Now, men and demons lie all the time, but it is impossible for God to lie. It's outside of his character and nature. We might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. But you see, all of this happened after Abraham had patiently endured and stayed in faith. He obtained the promise. But you see, we have to come to understand, saints, that there was no one greater than God to whom God could make petition. So God Almighty pledged his own eternal power to fulfill the promise that he made to Abraham. God pledged all of his power. It's more power than any of us have seen. That's what was on the line. All of God's power, his eternal power, was on the line if he failed to fulfill the promise that he made to Abraham. How much more certain can any human be of God's word? God is the only one of the great authority who could enforce the contract, the agreement, and promise, and who has the power to release punishment for any failure to abide by its stipulation. God is the only one that could bring the promise to pass, and he's the only one that could enforce a punishment for failure to do the promise. Nobody but God. Nobody but we need, saints, to realize with whom we are dealing. We need to understand who our Heavenly Father really is. We don't see him yet as he is, but we will. And he will help each of us at our level of understanding come to grasp what he's saying to us tonight. If we ask, he will answer. You say, well, this is hard to grasp. Ask for his help. He will help. Some of us, unfortunately, have placed the true and living God in a box, so to speak. He has answered many of our prayers, but we don't really believe that he has the authority and power that is fully himself. Some of us are self-defeating. We don't really believe that our Father is actually all that he presents himself to be. Well, my dear unbeliever, what is it going to take to convince your hardened heart? What is it going to take to prove to you that your assumption of the Almighty is your lie and not his truth? You see, your speech betrays you. Saints, the Lord is calling us to return to our Father with our ears wide open. Yes, this fast will help us to listen intently for the life and prosperity of our souls are at stake. Saints, seek the Lord while he is still receiving repentance from people. The day is surely coming when that will change. When the grace period ends, that's it. Get rid of every one of your wicked ways, even mischievous ways, because mischievousness is evil, the Bible says. In fact, put to death every thought of doing wrong. That's right. Put to death every thought of doing wrong. Mm-hmm. When God sends his word out, it always produces fruit. Always. Psalm 138, the Lord says that he has magnified his word above all his name. Magnified. Yes, magnified. More than any magnifying glass could ever do. His word, the Holy Scriptures, he's exalted above his name, and that is important. That's important, saint. The Bible is the Holy Scriptures. Other religions have scriptures, but theirs is not holy, as they do not originate in the holy God. Other religions have a book. They've written themselves a book and put in it whatever they wanted to put in it. But theirs is not holy because it does not originate, is not inspired by, and is not breathed by the holy God, whose words form the entire world as we know it and beyond. The Holy Scriptures have holy power to bring to pass holy results by the Holy Spirit. In Psalm 33, beginning with verse 4, the Lord tells us, "For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth." All his works are done in absolute truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment, full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. And it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. None of the other icons of religion can say that and be truthful. None of the other icons of religion can say that and be truthful. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, the Bible tells us that through faith, we understand. This is how you begin to understand spiritual things, through faith. And God has given to every man the measure of faith to believe. But the question is, what are you doing with yours? Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The world were framed. Brenda knows what framing is. The worlds were framed by God's word. You know, God made everything that is out of nothing. He brought it together out of nothing. He formed a sphere and called it earth. Put us on it. He actually hung it on nothing. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. That's the power of the word of God. That's the power of our God. Power of our God. We need to understand who our God is. In John chapter 6, verse 63, Jesus comes to talk to us. And he says to us, it is the Spirit that quickeneth or brings alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. Self can't do it. It never could, and it never will. The words I speak to you, Jesus says, they are spirit. They bring life. They are spirit, and they are life. So we should receive his word, saying. Faith, don't fail to receive his truth, his spirit, and his life. Don't fail to receive his spirit, his truth, and his life. In the Old Testament, it says, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command. It did not say suggest. Which ye shall command your children to observe to do. It did not say suggest. Yes, you were probably a rebellious child, as many children are. But now you are commanded as a parent, as a grandparent, as an aunt, as an uncle, as a godparent, to command the child to observe, to pay attention, to do what God says to do. It's not a suggestion. It's a commandment. It is parental responsibility, whether grandparent or birth parent or adoptive parent, parent, and those that support, aunts and uncles and godparents and so on and so forth. It's a command. No matter how rebellious you were, now you are required to do the word of God. You cannot make all these allowances because, well, when you were coming up, you didn't do what you were told, so you're going to let your children off the hook. No, you're not. You will enter into the judgment of the Lord. You know, so often we have a tendency to make excuses for disobedience and rebellion, not just for our children, but for ourselves as well. And we have all these alibis and all these excuses and all this whining for why we can't simply do what God has called us to do. But saints, that won't work. That doesn't work in God's kingdom. We must change. We must move from the spirit of rebellion to the spirit of humility and obedience. And yes, it may be a serious, long trek for many of us, but it's worth it. It's worth it. So that we do not forsake many of the blessings that God has stored up for us. Why come to earth, live here all this time? God has blessings on top of blessings and blessings and blessings for you, and you don't partake of the blessings because you're too hard-headed, too stiff-necked, too rebellious to do what God asks. Is that even logical? Well, I'll let you answer that. God says it is not a vain thing for you to set your heart to his word, because it's our life, saints. It's our life. And setting our hearts to his words and obeying them prolongs our days in the earth. One of the blessings of the Lord is long life. But you know, stiff-necked, hard-head, impenitent, rebellious, know-it-all, gonna do it my way no matter what you say, Pastor, that shortens your life. Oh, well, I'm just going to die. And you might not make heaven. Because the Father says that everyone that says, Lord, Lord, isn't coming in anyway. The righteous are scarcely saved, the Bible says. Some people have this idea that because they've come to Christ and his blood has washed away their sins, that they can just give up when they get good and ready. They can just say, oh, well, I just couldn't get it done. I can't live my life like that. I just ready to die. They think they can pull that stunt on God. Well, I've got news for you. He's got an answer for that, and I really don't think you want that. They want to cop out and quit when the going gets tough, when they don't want to allow their crucified. Oh, I just want to die. Let me explain something to you. It's God's idea to give you life. Who are you to buck up in his face? Just who are you? It was his idea to bring you to earth. Who are you to demand that he allow you to leave just because you don't want to die to your flesh? Who are you? What length will you go to remain in rebellion? Maybe you need to rethink that. Perhaps you need to repent. Every time your emotions don't get what they want, oh, you want to throw your hands up and say, oh, Lord, just come take me. Really? Perhaps you need to reconsider what wickedness really is. That's something we ought to think about, Saint. We ought to meditate on. God's word is extremely, extremely, extremely important. We need to hide it in our hearts so that we don't sin against him. He sets before us death and life, and he says to us, choose life. But no, you're going to whine every time you don't want your flesh to be crucified. Oh, just let me. No, he said, choose life. Now, are you going to obey him or are you not? You have to decide that. You have to decide. If you're going to sit there and scream and holler and cry and yell and whine and all of those things that don't make for obedience and godly living, you see, you got to die to the flesh life. It's a commandment. We're to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of our flesh. Every time it comes around, you get the same test over and over and over and over. It's almost like a mountain you go around every single time. And you can't get off the mountain because you won't walk in obedience. Well, don't you get tired of the same scenery? You ought to. Don't you want to go on with the Lord? You ought to want to. But you know, as long as you decide that you want to whine and moan and groan and complain and refuse to allow your flesh to die, you're going to keep going around that same mountain again and again and again. Saints, allow the word of God to dwell in you richly. Allow the word of God purge your life. Allow the word of God to transform your beliefs. Allow the word of God to change your thoughts and your behavior. Allow the word of God with all of its holy power to make you a new creature in Christ Jesus, where old things have passed away and all things have become new. Humble yourself. Receive the Holy Scriptures from the Holy God with holy power by his Holy Spirit to transform you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Bill.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. That was awesome. Just awesome. The Lord was speaking to us tonight. We have some wonderful praise reports, and we just praise you for these, Lord. We can see the saints are growing. Shakira, she has a praise report. I often struggle to read the Bible. When I attempted, I would become tired and tongue-tied. Well, today I read two books without the difficulties I usually face. After I place my prayer request in here, that's the key, saints. You have a problem, put your prayer request in that global prayer room, and the Lord's going to answer it. He's going to help you. That's awesome. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. We praise you, Lord. We just praise you. RT has a testimony. I posted my prayer request when I was able to log on at work. I was experiencing a lot of warfare, a lot of witchcraft. Evil kept attacking me through the phone from customers today, which happens on occasion, but it had been a while, and co-workers with the magic touch. I kept praying Matthew 18:18-19. When I log on to the chat room, I was attacked, but God, after I posted my prayer, I shortly after started receiving deliverance. But even before, I kept telling those demons that attacked me that they had to come out, and sending the curses back to the sender sevenfold. Thank God for the quick response. I am getting deliverance. Hallelujah. The devil doesn't win. God has the last say. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. RT's growing. All of us are growing. We're all learning how to fight. Praise you for that, Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Caitlin has a praise report. I am able to go back to school now, and I've been asking the Lord to help me with homework assignments. I've received 80s and 100s. My grade hasn't changed yet, but I am happy and I'm doing better. I was able to go back to school Monday, and so I can concentrate better and focus. Well, praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you. You help us even at school. Praise you for that, Lord. Gina, I have praise reports. My mom has been in her new home for 1 year, and the Lord planted her in a Christian neighborhood with widows her age. We learned the seller of the house gave my mom favor and did not enter into a bidding war with other potential buyers. Also, I've been receiving more deliverance, and I'm able to breathe deeper. I no longer breathe shallow. Thank you, Lord. We just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. AK has a praise report. I put my prayer request in to help in my sport. I wanted to qualify for the meet. I qualified. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. We praise you, Lord. And NK says, praise. Pastor's message last night was sweet, a sweet blessing of encouragement to my family. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that. The Lord's always speaking to us through these messages. Thank you, Lord, for that. T. Pace has a praise report. My son posted an urgent prayer in the prayer room. Our puppy Bear had an accident where he injured his front leg where he could not walk on it. He was in truly in pain. To God be the glory through the prayers of the righteous. Bear is walking, running, playing, and barking like nothing ever happened. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Thank you for healing the dog, Lord. We praise you for that. Praise you, Lord. These saints, DJ came up and put that prayer request in. Bear's broken his leg. And you know what? The saints all prayed. Looky here. He's fine. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Dana has a praise report. I was contacted by the tax preparer as my parents had not done their taxes. I didn't know where any of their paperwork was, but praise you, Lord. You helped me find it after I prayed. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that. Praise you. You're worthy of all of our praise. JC says, Father God, for having me to follow protocol for the snare sent by the agents at the Rite Aid parking lot adjacent to my subdivision who were waiting for me to exit to leave for work. I returned the defiling snare back to the sender sevenfold with perpetual and continual repetition to do unto them which they had intended for me. Psalm 79:12. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. JC's learning. And Grace and Mercy has a praise report. Last Friday, I called the prayer line in reference to car tire problems. I had replaced a set of tires within a year, several times, staggered tires. Per the Lord, through Pastor Sabrina, it was witchcraft. On Thursday, I put a new set of tires for $144. Praise the Lord. I like tires at that price. Praise you, Lord. We just praise you, Lord. We praise you for all these wonderful praise reports. We see the saints are growing. They're learning how to fight. You're raising up your prayer wars. And we give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord Jesus. And back to you, Pastor Sabrina. These are awesome praise reports. And don't forget to pray about them trying to take down the internet. I just remembered about that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Now back to you, Pastor.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Brother Bill. I want to remind you, saints, before I forget, that November 7th is the very last opportunity to receive baptism for this year, if that's what you're desiring. And if that's what you're planning, you need to contact Brother Bill in the MIC radio chat room while we're live on the air. And if you forget to do that, then you can email me at gproom@outlook.com. That's right. Praise the Lord. We only do this during the very warm months of the year. And November is about the end of that, you know. So I believe that's a good cutoff for us, November 7th, daylight savings time, something everybody can remember. So that's what we're going to do this year. If you are not going to be able to make it by then the Lord will give you another plan. And when we open up the season for baptism again, perhaps you'll be able to receive that blessing. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for a listener who has witches attacking her life. But, Lord, she's got open doors, open windows, open roof, no walls. But she doesn't think that we know enough to get her delivered. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, help her to understand that you are in our midst. And anything we need to know, you will give to us. However, for her case, we do know what to do. So, Father, we ask you to have mercy on this saint and bring this saint out of their disobedience into a better place, Lord, of obedience, that they might receive the ministry that they so desperately need. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. You know, saints, some of us, you ever seen an animal walk backwards? Well, some of the saints do that sometimes. Instead of going forward, we walk backwards. Some of them walk sideways. The Lord is bringing all his sheep to come forward to him. The good shepherd is calling, come this way, come this way, come this way. And some of us, you know, we're kind of wayward there. We've been wayward all of our lives. We're the product of wayward people. Well, on this fast, I want to challenge you to turn over all of your waywardness to the Father. There it is. All of your waywardness, not part of it, not a slice, not half of it, all of it. Even if it's generational, all of it. There. Now you decide what to do. Amen? It's been tripping you up your whole life. And you've never figured it out. Well, now's the time. Now's the time. You'll know what's right to do, but you won't do it. You'll keep right on doing what you've been doing. And it doesn't matter who says what to you or how convicted you become. You keep right on doing what you want to do because you're wayward. Well, Jesus has overcome waywardness. That's right. And the overcomer lives in you. So now, what are you going to do about it? You're just going to sit there? You're just going to continue to sin? Are you going to change? You see, repentance requires that you do something along with what comes out of your mouth. You know, the Lord has seen what humans refer to as alligator tears over and over and over again. You go down on the floor, you hoop and holler and you cry, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. And guess what? You get up and in about a couple of weeks, you're right back where you were before. Are you going to stop that? The Lord says, when? He's been waiting patiently for some time for you to get hold of yourself and to say some things to yourself. Things like, self, it's time for you to stop this. You see, there's a part that you play. There's a part that the pastor plays. But there's the things that you're supposed to do as a result of what the pastor preaches. The Holy Spirit comes right through the pastor and says, so and so and so and so and so. And you heard it, you understood it, you got convicted, and then you sat right there like a knot on a log, and you didn't move. That's called rebellion, see? And God has a judgment on stubbornness and rebellion. And while you don't want the judgment, you still won't do right. So, while you're on this path, fellowshipping with the Father, perhaps you might want to bring up this topic. Perhaps bringing up the topic will help you to make the first step. It's a challenge. It's a challenge, but it's up to you to choose it. Amen? It's up to you. You've got to do the right thing. God's not going to do it for you. Amen? Amen. Area code 951, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, Pastor Sabrina.
Hi.
How are you? Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling in. You know, you always tell us to attack the enemy at the onset. And on yesterday at work, and it's been ongoing off and on, and I've just been praying and, you know, standing on Psalm 16:6 and 107:7, Matthew, sending back curses and you know, doing my warfare, sometimes it intensifies so much. And yesterday, something was suddenly put on me. I didn't unexpectedly happen yesterday. And we've changed systems and everything is backed up. Stuff is lost. And it's been challenging, you know, just doing the cases and keeping up. And now I'm at a new level of the training, and I remember a new level, new devils. So, everything is intensified. So all of a sudden yesterday, someone was brought to my cubicle to shadow me. A young lady, I put the prayer request in, and I had once before when she went out. But make a long story short, she was diagnosed with cancer. And she finally came back after months. And I kept looking at her, and I was like, she don't look good. But she said, you know, I might look good, but I don't feel good. This is my first time out of my bed. And she stopped chemo. And so she's shadowing me at my cubicle. And I put a prayer request for her the other day, you know, and I gave her the card to the ministry. And I spoke very briefly, because she said she's a Christian, you know, and I spoke very briefly to her in regards to say, you know, if you feel led by the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of the Lord to call in, we would love to have you to call in and listen, or you may want to get prayer, you know. So I just kind of talked to her just shortly, you know, but she did take the card. And so I'm just believing God that, you know, she'll call in, or she'll maybe ask more questions about, you know, maybe she's interested. I said, well, you know, I planted the seed and I left it. Mm-hmm. And but my concern is her being there and the enemy using I want doors closed. I don't want the enemy to use her being there or being in that, because yesterday was awful. I murmured, complained. I mean, I did it. I got in the flesh. I said, Lord, please don't. Please, I'm fasting. And I kept repenting. I said, what in the world? The warfare. And it's just by her being something, it's like something came. And I kept binding. I kept praying. But it was like I could see the demons, astral projection, and I was getting irritated. I got more phone calls yesterday customers were blowing my phone up. And I'm sitting, I was like, God, this is I know it's witchcraft, and I'm not afraid, but it's like, God, I need the strength. I need more endurance. I need more wisdom. I need to know discernment. I need for you to take anything out of me that's not of me, to know how to fight, to know how to endure what I'm going through. I'm sorry, Pastor, what did you say?
What you needed to say was, every attack goes back in Jesus' name. And just keep saying, every attack, every attack, every attack goes back in Jesus' name.
Okay.
Every attack, every attack, every attack goes back. And just keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep sending the attack back. Keep sending it back. Don't ever stop.
Okay.
That's what
That's
you
it.
Need to
okay.
do.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing that too, but.
Listen. When you're in an intense battle, you send every attack back. See, you have multiple witches on your job. They got together,
yes, I do.
And they decided that it's two Christians over there, so we can't have this going on. Because the Bible says, where two or more gathered in my name, I'm in the midst. So here they come with their attack. Did you break their agreement? You see, they're in agreement together.
No.
Did you come against their agreement?
No, I didn't, Pastor. I didn't. I don't recall doing that. I would send the attacks back, but I did not. And there are times that I do bind and serve the ungodly agreements, but yesterday I don't recall doing it. No. No,
okay,
I didn't.
Then you can. It's continue. It's like you're in warfare and you're shooting your ammunition. You don't. Okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. It's like a Gatling gun. Once you crank that thing up, you don't let it go. You just keep going. Some of you don't have this mindset that you keep on firing until the enemy quits or is dead, whichever comes first. You don't stop firing. fire your weapon and you don't stop firing.
I do it at home and in the morning before I leave, and I do pray against it at night before I go to bed. But at work yesterday, no, Pastor, I didn't. I didn't do it. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, Lord,
well,
me,
now you know
I didn't.
You have to develop the ability, and this has to be developed. It's not natural. You have to develop the ability to still function doing your job in the natural and do the warfare simultaneously.
Okay.
It's something you learn. It's something you grow into. It's not instantaneous. When you feel yourself getting weary, you ask the Lord to send you strength. You ask him to release his angels to do his bidding.
Okay.
Did you do that?
Not all of it, no. I didn't.
Okay.
No.
Well, when you recast this, you make a list of the things you've been said, you've been told to do. Okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And you
got to
remember
what
you do. You see, there's a reason for people going into boot camp. They get trained on how to use their weaponry. They get trained what to do under pressure. And God is developing us and training us. So you're going to get battles. And you get to practice using your weapon. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. I receive what you're saying.
And so you keep doing it, and you keep practicing, and you get better at it each time. See, you have to develop a level of skill in this. And it doesn't just drop on you from heaven. It takes time to develop it. It takes battles, and heated battles. It's got to become automatic to you eventually. But you're not anywhere near that place now. You're really at the beginning. But you got to learn to just stick with it.
Okay.
Look back at yesterday and say, okay, I made this mistake. Mm-hmm. Then regroup and go at it again.
Okay? I sure
now,
will.
Now, Father, that young lady has a deaf spirit. Oh, No weapon formed against her shall be able to prosper, and no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Sabrina.
You're quite welcome. See, I didn't get here to where I am in 5 minutes. It took years.
Yes, ma'am.
I sat under a lot of training, intense training, by God's generals, plural. It took decades to get me where I am.
Right.
God's been training me since I was a child.
Yeah.
And it takes training. And there are going to be plenty of fights because that's how you learn and that's how you're trained. Trying to avoid them all the time is not the way to get trained.
Amen.
You got to learn when it's time to put that shield up. You got to learn when it's time to bring the sword of the Spirit out. You got to learn how to use your weaponry.
Amen.
You got to learn how to listen for the Holy Spirit. You got to pretty much learn all these things at the same time, but it takes a while to get it all working smoothly, so to speak. So don't be down on yourself. This is a period of training and development. All right?
Amen. Yes, ma'am. I receive it. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. I know it's the truth. God bless you.
Amen.
Success. I love you all.
You do well on your assignment. You'll do very well. Just keep at it.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome.
Amen. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless
you. God bless you, too. Now, Saint, no one becomes a concert pianist in 5 minutes. When you first sit down to a keyboard, all you do is clunk. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. That's how you start. But if you keep at it, if you come subject to the one that is training you, if you do your practice, you learn your lessons, and you keep at it, and you keep at it, and you keep at it, eventually you can play a song without messing up. So you see, you're going to make mistakes. It's part of it. Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. You're going to mess up. You're human. That's the way humans do it. We call it trial and error, but actually you're just learning how to get it together. Amen? Amen. So don't be upset because it doesn't go perfect the first time, the second time, the third time. You just keep at it. You just keep practicing. You just keep doing all the things we tell you to do, and it'll start to flow together better. But it takes a while. Don't get discouraged because it didn't turn out the way my song didn't sound pretty. Well, if you keep at it, it will. All right? Be encouraged in Jesus' name. Area code 484. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Top of the evening to you, Dr. Sabrina, the team, and the saints. Of course. I called before and we got cut off because I ran out of credit. Anyway, I'm going to try and do this as quick as I can. I've been experiencing something trying to feed me all this time. I keep rebuking it. I keep sending it back where it's coming from. It still keep happening just before I drop off to sleep, and I managed to catch it. That's one. And, two, there seem to be these people, these like shadows I keep seeing, like people standing to the side, following me or looking at me. I don't pay them no mind because I'm not afraid of them. So don't know what that's all about.
No. You don't ignore them. Those shadows have come to kill you. You do not ignore them. You bind them in the name of Jesus. You chain them with eternal chains unto darkness in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You tell them that you are taking the ground from them with the blood of Jesus and Jesus' name.
Amen.
And you forbid them to come near you ever again in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, somehow, you have a connection. It might even be an old connection. It may be a connection that you don't even know about in the natural. But you have a connection with darkness. You need to ask your Heavenly Father to give that explanation to you in a way you can understand it.
Okay.
So you get to the root of the problem.
All right,
because they
wonderful.
Have no business. They have no business feeding you anything in any dream at any time for any reason.
Amen.
In fact, when you wake up, you need to cough out whatever they fed you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You hear us telling people that what they feed you in the dream is poison. They're coming to kill you. And either you're going to stand up and attack them back, or they get to kill you.
I'm going to attack them because I'm going to attack them.
Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, when our brother's call dropped the last time, we kept praying and fighting. So, mm-hmm. in the name of Jesus, we all come together. Ah, thank you, Holy Spirit. And we cut our brother free from his past. We destroy his past in the name of Jesus. We move it as far away from him as east is from west. We completely circumcise him from his past in the name of Jesus Christ. And all the spirits from the past. We bind the spirits from the past in Jesus' name. We chain them with eternal chains unto darkness. We send them into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Oh, ragaha. Those emissaries of darkness were sent to you. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we put those emissaries in the hands of the Holy Spirit. And we cancel every assignment that they have in contact with the human realm. We decommission them. In Jesus' name. We decommission them in Jesus' name. With the fire of God, we dry up their water.
Oh, yeah.
We place their wickedness back on their own head in Jesus' name. All of the poison that they have fed him over the years, we bind it and we command it to come up and out of our brother right now in Jesus' name. All of it. Cough it all. Deep breath and cough in your gut. All of the poisons they fed him in every dream. We break the power of the dream in the name of Jesus Christ. But we close the door of the imagination in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the bad dreams, the nightmares, the horror dreams, the witchcraft dreams, and we send it back where it came from. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus Christ. We command everything that he's ever been fed by a witch, warlock, sorcerer, diviner, to be bound and come out of him now. Come out of every part of him in the name of Jesus. Fire of God, burn it out in the name of Jesus. Burn it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Burn it all out in the name of Jesus. Burn it out in the name of Jesus. Burn it out. Burn it all out in the name of Jesus. And we send these attacks back where they came from in Jesus' holy name. We send these attacks back where they came from in Jesus' holy name. And we forbid them to ever come back. No reinforcements. We bind up all the reinforcements in the name of Jesus. Ooh, we loose him from his past in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. Don't swallow that. You cough that up. Cough it up. Make yourself microscopic and come out of him in Jesus' name. Cough that up. Come on out. Come out. Hey, come out. Oh, Ricky. Come out of his bloodline in the name of Jesus. Come out of his bloodline in the name of Jesus. All the way out. All of it. Every bit of it. Everything. All the demonic works. Come out of his bloodline in the name of Jesus. Hey, shut up. Territorial devils, we bind you in Jesus' name. Hey, We take the territory with the name of Jesus Christ and his blood. We take the territory. We bind all the strong men. Yeah, all the strong men. Environmental water spirits. Water spirits in that territory. We decommission you all in Jesus' name. We dry you up in the name of Jesus with the fire of God. We cancel your assignments against him in the name of Jesus forevermore. Wipe them out in Jesus' name. We cancel your assignments against him in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and allow the Holy Spirit to come in and the holy fire and burn the rest of that out in Jesus' name.
Loki maya kodi bisha kune kene barakada. Dese kalabatu kuno shikita barake. Yakala sukuno ishikama. Yekele bese kene ako.
Amen. Father, we destroy that design in Jesus' name. Whew. There it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, Lord. Thank you. Now, brothers, spend your time in the word. Continue on the fast. And ask God to help you understand what's been going on, all right?
Yes.
All right.
Dr. Sabrina, you got a couple minutes for me?
Yes.
I dreamt last week. These, that's like men were trying to get to me, and each time they tried, they reached out to me. I flew up and above them. They couldn't catch me. I was constantly flying above them. Every time they attempted to grab me, I fly up above them, and I was above them. They didn't hold on to me or anything. I just kept escaping from them.
Good.
I kept escaping from them.
Good.
One more thing. I got another grandchild, my two daughters, who didn't finish college. They decided the children, you know, maybe one of their priorities. So the other one, the last one, she had a son this week. His name is Amir. I was going to pray for them for me, please.
Mm-hmm. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the demonic water infiltration into this family. The demonic water spirit that are in this family line, we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over the demonic water spirit, the sex devils that are in this family in the name of Jesus. Belial, Lord, continually pulling them away from righteousness unto ungodliness and uncleanness in Jesus' name. Betrayal of their vows to Jesus Christ. And the transference of these spirits to their dad in the name of Jesus. We bind the transference of evil spirits in Jesus' name. We command it to come up and out in the name of Jesus. The transference of evil spirits, every wicked devil that was transferred to you, come up and out in the name of Jesus. We bind marine infestation in the name of Jesus Christ. Fire of God, come down. We bind marine infestation in the name of Jesus Christ. Burn, Lord, burn. We bind marine infestation in the name of Jesus. We encapsulate every water devil in the fire of God in Jesus' name.
Rusa da Rosa Wantonness, we bind you in Jesus' name. Sex spirits, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Fornication, we bind you in Jesus' name. Every uncleanness, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lust, we bind you in Jesus' name. Incubus, succubus, Asmodeus, Osmodeus, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, his daughters, we place them in your hands. We ask you, Lord, for their conviction of their lifestyles in Jesus' name. We bind the inherited weakness in Jesus' name. We bind the inherited weaknesses in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the seducing spirit. We bind the voices of the stranger in the name of Jesus Christ. We dethrone Belial in Jesus' holy name. We bind the spirits that walk in darkness in the name of Jesus. We bind the seducing devils, the womanizing devils in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the curse of the bastard off the new children. Lord, our brother has a promise in Acts 2:38-39. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered, the Bible says. We cut this family free from the men the daughters have slept with and their issue in Jesus' name. Cohabitating with darkness. Father, we ask that you keep them far away from evil men. Bring them to full repentance, Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, you're going to have to bind your daughter's devils in Jesus' name. The demons in the children and the demons in your daughters are transferring to you. You're going to have to bind them all the time.
Okay. Especially the middle one. She's not planning to go live with somebody I don't even know. North Dakota. I don't know where she's going. She got this child father in court. Child support, and she still decides that she want to go live with this person. I don't even know. Talking to her, and she's not listening. I think she's grown.
Lord, make her listen to you. Hey, make her listen to you, Lord. She's in rebellion, and we put her in your hands, Father, in Jesus' name. We bind this spirit from repeating itself over and over. We break this cycle. We break this cycle. We break this cycle of curse over this family line in Jesus' name. We break this cycle of curse over this family line in Jesus' name. Or kiss it that I break it. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your cleansing. Hey, hallelujah. Brother, you need to, do they live there with you?
Well, the young one, she's in the movie with her boyfriend, and the one before her, she's planning to go live with this dude in North Dakota sometime the end of this month. So right now, they're not where I am.
Okay. But anyway, take your anointing oil and re-anoint your house. Anoint the across the doorpost and down the sides on each door. Anoint over the windows. Anoint where water comes out. Anoint every mirror in Jesus' name. Take your anointing oil and anoint your house. And bind wickedness from ever returning to your house in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now take a deep breath and release your prayer language again. God bless you, brother. Call us again. Amen. Area code 305, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello, Sabrina.
Hello.
Hello, Sabrina. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm calling in for
what
deliverance.
What can we do for you?
I'm calling in for deliverance. And look, I have been working, you know, I work two jobs, and I have been working with kids. It's going to be 30 years this year. And the kids at the schools are very, you know, the new millennials, they are very rough, very disrespectful. So I had one kid that was just coming at me. So I kept binding that student, kept binding that students. And the enemy was trying to get on me, but I kept binding it, sending it to the cage. I kept binding it. A couple of weeks later, I mean, he just walks by and don't even say anything. So it's, you know, I just have deliverance in, because I'm working two jobs and I have a lot of people around me, kids around me. So, you know, I've just been praying and fasting and having the Lord keep me in strength and keep me strong, because I'm doing
Father,
so much.
In the name of Jesus. From our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, with the sword of the Spirit, we cut our brother free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, snare, and device of the enemy. We break the bands of wickedness in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough. And all the spirits that were transferred in, we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. Mind control, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All the mind control and worldly indoctrination in the school, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of him now in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind those little witches and warlocks around him in Jesus' name. Yes, they're children, but they're operating in witchcraft in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus. We bind the hatred in them in the name of Jesus. We bind the lawlessness in them in the name of Jesus. We bind the rebellion in them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the witchcraft in them in the name of Jesus Christ.
We bind carelessness in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our brother, Lord. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus over him. Lord, we ask you to close his open door. He's weary doing well. Ooh. He's weary doing well. You got to remember to put your armor on all the time, all the time. Break up and go in Jesus' name. Come out of him. All that torment, come out of him. Voodoo, come out in Jesus' name. All the blue, right now, bounce, go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, release your holy angels to make these demons come subject to the name of Jesus. All the voodoo. We break the curses that they've released upon him in Jesus' name. We break every curse. We break every curse. Every hex, every vex, every spell, bound, broken in Jesus' name. All the poison fed in the dreams come up and out in the name of Jesus. Really? Oh, that's bad. Father, we ask that you isolate that one from him in the name of Jesus. We bind that one into isolation in Jesus' name. No further contact with our brother in Jesus' name. We break their sacrifices. We break the power of their sacrifices in Jesus' name. And bands of wickedness come off of him. We break yoke, chains, fetters. Come out of him. Every spirit that was transferred to him, come out of him now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that was transferred to him, come out of him now in the name of Jesus. Now, brother, you need to get some rest. You work in two jobs and you're dealing with children, you have to get rest.
Yes, ma'am.
You've got a big open door. It's called your tithe.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Now you take a deep breath and allow the Holy Spirit to come in with the fire of God and burn the rest of it out. Release your prayer language. You need to spend some time resting and some time in the scriptures with the Lord, letting him build you up, all right? Call us back. God bless you. You're welcome. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Brother Marshall. Oh, Brother Marshall, now I have to find you now. I have to come find you. You're here somewhere. There you are. Praise the Lord.
I'm hanging out here under the blood. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your blood, Lord. Thank you for having us all in the secret place. Praise the Lord. Thank you. You can hear me all right?
I hear you fine. Just go ahead and start with the first prayer request.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Father, we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace with our big brother Jesus because of the blood of the covenant. And we ask for your mercy and your grace, Father, in Jesus' name, for all these situations, Father, because of the blood of the covenant. And we thank you, Father, it's not because of anything I did right, it's because Jesus did it all. He did it all, and all to him I owe. I thank you, Father, we come before you with thanksgiving. And it is written in Hebrews 10:19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. And that's how we come, Father, because Jesus shed his blood to redeem us. He took our cup of cursing, and he's interceding for us right now. He ever lives to make intercession for us. He's our high priest, And that's how we have the privilege of coming before you, Father, dressed in Jesus, Father, putting on the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We pray, Father God, that your will be done, put up with this proper spiritual warfare against the enemy concerning the situation. They're trying to kill your children that you've created, Father, in Jesus' name. And you told us whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. In Matthew 18, 18, Matthew 16, 19, and confirmed in several other places, including Mark 3, 27. So we bind you, Satan, the blinder. We bind every on one of your underlings, every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, coming against all the children, including those that are not born yet, in Jesus' name, and even those that are just barely born. We cancel their assignments. Every witchcraft curse are bound, every sacrifice, every demonic intended sacrifice to sacrifice the children to the devils. We bind you, Satan. We bind their agenda. We bind your agenda and every one of those ungodly and unclean spirits attacking the children in Jesus' name. For you are subject unto us in the name of the Lord Jesus, who has all power in heaven and earth, according to Matthew 28:18, who says unto us, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, rejoice not that the spirits, the demons, are subject unto you, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Father, we rejoice that our names are written in heaven. Thank you for keeping us as the apple of your eye. Thank you for Jesus for engraving our names in the palms of your hand. Thank you for the wonderful plans. You have plans for our peace and not for evil, but Satan, you're bound. Because for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, he might destroy the works of the devil, as it is written in 1 John 3:8. And he said, Father, I finished the work that I gave him to do. It is finished. Satan, it is all done. It's finished. Every one of your demonic assignments to steal, kill, and destroy have none effect to all the children in Jesus' name, not just in Texas, but all over the world in Jesus' name. Concerning the situation with the Department of Justice spokesman, confirmed that they were asking the Supreme Court to issue a temporary injunction against the Texas anti-abortion law. Father, we ask that your divine will be done. So, Satan, you're bound from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians 2:6, according to Proverbs, about that. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. And that's that name above all names, the name of Jesus, at whose name every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, as it is written in Philippians 2:19-11. In Jesus' name, from our position seated in heavenly place, we command there be no further flaw of power communication from the demons of the second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all the demons on earth, to all those involved in this attack against the children in Jesus' name, not just in this situation, against us trying to overturn the anti-abortion law in Texas, but every situation where they're trying to murder and kill the children from every type of means and every type of way, including even just putting masks on them in the public schools, including trying to pervert them with critical race theory and every other thing, trying to kill the children with unnecessary and ungodly jabs in Jesus' name. We bind every ungodly attack coming against all the children in Jesus. Satan, your assignments have none effect. The children of believers and the children of the unbelievers in Jesus' name because of the blood of covenant. And we're all in agreement according to Matthew 18:19 in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask for your divine help and intervention, Father God, for all those that are standing up, Father God, looking for exemption from the jab, Father God, in Jesus' name, because a lot of people are finding out that's really not for their benefit. It's not even a health care measure. It's actually a bioweapon, but not everybody knew that. A lot of people still don't know. Many people go to the alternative media sites, Father God. And those who do go, they sometimes have a little different point of view because they've been listening to Fox, which is better than some, but CNN not so great. But, Father God, accountable son of my God, ask for your divine intervention, Father God, in a situation, including the nurse in Illinois. Several nurses filed a lawsuit against the facility they work at in Kankakee, Illinois, against the circuit court for the 21st Circuit in Jesus' name. I ask for your divine help and intervention, Father God. And I heard recently, Father God, that there's actually a law back from the 1960s on the books in the United States where you cannot persecute somebody for their religious beliefs in Jesus' name, not just to mention their skin color and other things, Father God, during these things that were brought in during Martin Luther King's time and all that. Father, we ask, Father God, that you teach those that are defending these people to defend them the way you want. And we ask for your divine supernatural provision, Father God, and you move on the hearts of those that are making the decisions, Father God, in Jesus' name. And cause many, 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 many millions to stand up, Father God, against the jab, Father God, as they're being enlightened. You're bringing many people into the light and Father God, not just politically, but really in the realm of the Spirit, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for teaching them. And we thank you, Father God, for many standing up. We thank you for many standing up, these nurses standing up and many, many others standing up. I heard about an orthopedic surgeon who refused to take a job at a hospital, Father God. And so he said, they declined his religious exemption. He said, that's okay. I was going to retire in a week anyway. I'm going to cancel all my surgeries I have planned at your hospital right now. And he said, you just resubmit your religious exemption. If people would just give them Holy Ghost boldness to stand up and say no, and no means no. We thank you, Father God, for the U.S. Constitution. You give us kind of inalienable rights given by God, not by man, not by any judge, not by any human being, rights to the kind of life, what is it, kind of liberty and the pursuit of happiness, not death, kind of bondage and the pursuit of misery. We thank you, Father God, that the rights of the U.S. Constitution will be upheld in this country, Father God, in Jesus' name, and overturn all these things, trying to overturn what was put in place internationally, Father God, when they tried to use ungodly things. And Father God, and this so-called authorized vaccine is not even available in this country. The so-called approved vaccine is not even available. They're still using the one under emergency authorization in use. Father God, they did a little switch and bait thing. So, Father, we ask you to bring that to light as well, Father. In Jesus' name, we're all in agreement. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name. And you'd help those nurses to be able to avoid, and everyone else. I thank you for all those that are standing up, the airline pilots, many, many people just walking off their jobs saying, no thanks. No thanks. The construction workers, the firefighters, the EMS people, all the people just saying, no thank you. No thank you. We don't want to pollute these temples of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Father God, for answered prayers. You're no respecter of persons. What you've done for one, you'll do for another. Thank you for the religious exemption that my grandson got at his school, where most of his classmates have received the job already, and he's only 13. And he doesn't need that because they have a 0% chance of dying from COVID. They have what is that? What is this new variant? It really is coming from the jab. That's what they're proving in Israel. That's what they're proving. That's where they had the most, they're asking people to get the fourth jab over there. That's where the highest number of cases. And what's happening in Sweden? Oh, they don't mandate the jab. They haven't even been locked down, and COVID's practically disappeared. Don't you think people need to find out? Father, and we thank you, God, for three Scandinavian countries that have said, no, they're not going to use the Moderna vaccine, so-called vaccination, the bioweapon, against the people 30 and under. We thank you for that, Father God. You're waking up the people in many nations. We ask you to wake them up in this nation in Jesus' name. And we bind every one of these spirits behind tyranny, every spirit of ungodly control, every witchcraft curse coming against every one of us of every type returned at least sevenfold in the heads of demons sending them to do to those demons, those demonic spirits that intend to do to us in Jesus' name. We ask you to overturn their cauldrons, Father God. We ask you to intervene, Father God. Overturn all their altars, Father, in Jesus' name. They're more with us than with them. We thank you for sending your warning and linking angels round about all your saints and delivering them constantly and continually in Jesus' name. We thank you for the angel of the Lord, according to Psalm 34, 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fears you, Lord, and delivers them. We continually praise you and thank you for delivering us. You said in your word in Joel 2:32, call upon the name of the Lord and you will be delivered. And you're faithful who promised. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. And we're asking in agreement because of the blood of covenant. And Jesus is interceding for each of us. And we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For being a wall of fire around about and a glory in the midst for all your saints. We speak blindness to the enemy, muteness to the enemy. And they only hear what Jesus wants them to hear pertain to each and every one of us. Not just Sabrina Sessions, not just Bill Pringle, all the saints in Jesus' name. And Father, we do pray for your divine intervention in South Africa, where the African National Congress and anti-apartheid veterans ended a meeting with three government officials and held them in a hotel against their will while demanding compensation for fighting white rule. We bind every one of the root causes of this division. We bind hatred, bitterness, unforgiveness, unrest, and all the rest of the demonic spirits of pride and rebellion and self-aggrandizement in Jesus' name. Every spirit that is not loving our neighbors or ourselves, and every spirit of thinking we're little gods and everybody else is something else. Father God, we bind that spirit that's pervasive throughout all the global elite, Father God. They think they're God and they're trying to overthrow many, many, not just in South Africa, all over the place, Father God, including Australia. We ask you to overturn the nasty, nasty spirits of pride and rebellion and every spirit of any Christ unloving. We bind every spirit of any Christ unloving. And in Jesus' mighty, mighty name, the name of the Lord Jesus has all power in heaven and earth, at whose name every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, in Jesus' name. It is written, you said in your word in Isaiah, which I don't have memorized just yet, so thank you, Father, for bearing with me. Thank you, saints. But we're all in agreement according to your word that's forever settled in heaven. You esteem your word above all your name, as we've been reminded tonight. And it is written, the Lord says, I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth, righteousness. That's who Jesus is. He's the righteous word. And shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. We thank you for rendering unto man your righteousness. We thank you for the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, Father, for all of your saints, Father God. And we ask you to deliver everyone. Ask you to pour forth your Holy Spirit, to pour oil on troubled waters, Father God, in Jesus' name. Particularly in South Africa and in this nation where they've been trying for such a long time to stir up civil disobedience. Not just with Antifa and all the silly nonsense, Father God, but even the planned things they're planning to do, Father God, to stir up people. We bind every one of those trigger tones, trigger words they're trying to use for the mind control people, Father God. In Jesus, we cancel all their demand, mind control triggers in Jesus' name. We decree and declare as joined as with Christ in Jesus' name because of the bloody covenant. And Father God, the fourth prayer request has to do with the Minister of Parliament. David Amis died after being stabbed to death at the Methodist Church where he was holding a meeting with his constituents. Father, we pray and we plead for grace all over your earth, and the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of. I ask you to pour forth of your spirit, Father. You said, in the last days I'll pour forth of my spirit upon all flesh. Pour forth of your spirit upon all flesh, Father God. We've heard many testimonies about how Jesus manifested himself to Muslims and different people, Father God, and caused many to turn to the Lord Jesus. We thank you for your perfect love that cancels all fear, Father God. You've not given us the bondage of spirit, the spirit of bondage again to fear, the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We thank you for giving your people the grace to be able to walk in peace and walk in love, because you made peace by the blood of your cross. And that, thank you for that gift of righteousness. And it is written in Isaiah, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness shall be quietness and assurance forever. Thank you for giving us the kingdom, Father God. You said, fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Where's the kingdom? The kingdom's within. Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And we pray, Father God, for all those who are still in what is termed in this fifth prayer request, the fog concerning the communistic moves all over your globe, the global elite, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to open their spiritual eyes. Give them eyes to see, ears to hear, and new and understanding hearts, Father God. We bind every one of these spirits coming from the constant mind control spirits coming from the television and the news media, the mainstream news media, from the global things like Twitter and YouTube and all these things where they're banning people from talking the truth. And we thank you, Father God, for raising many up, Father God, to share the truth, Father God. We thank you for these the airline pilots that are starting a new movement, Father God. And we thank you for many, many joining them from many areas affecting all types of transportation, not just transporting people and goods through the air, but transporting people on the ground. Many people, even SEPTA and trains and things, many people just walking off the job because people are finding out what's going on. We thank you for waking them up. We thank you for waking up the body of Christ and waking up human beings on this planet, Father God. And we bind every root cause of all the root causes of that witchcraft attacking their minds. Every root cause of ungodly fear is bound in Jesus' name, causing ungodly fight or flight responses, causing people to not be able to hear clearly, Father God, and not be able to even judge rationally, Father God, in Jesus' name. Why would anybody give a vaccine to a child that has a 0% chance of dying from a thing where the actual jab is the bioweapon? Father God, we ask you to wake up the people, Father God. Wake up the people. Help them to look where you want them to look. Give them eyes to see, ears to hear, and new and understanding hearts that all the saints said in agreement. Amen and amen. Because Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Father, in your presence is fullness of joy. We thank you, Father, as it is written in 2 Corinthians 5:19, you're in the Lord Jesus, reconciling the world unto yourself. What was in Jesus? Jesus had blood. What kind of blood? It was holy, holy blood. The power of an endless life. Because you gave him your life, Father God. He did not have sinful blood. He had holy, holy blood. And that's what delivers each and every one of us. And we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. We love not our lives unto the death, even as it is written in Revelation, kind of 12:11, in Jesus. And your word is forever settled in heaven. And we thank you for giving us Holy Ghost boldness, Father God. Pour forth of your spirit. Pour forth of your spirit. And we thank you for doing so because we know you're going to, because you said it in your word, and you're never going to lie. You can't lie because you're faithful. I mean, we thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. And we thank you for sending your warring angels to help us, as many angels as possible, as necessary. Not as possible. You've got tons of them. And you said ask. And we're asking, Father, because Jesus and Brother Bill and others have reminded us about the scripture in Matthew 26:53. You said, Jesus said he could ask for 12 legions or something like that, 12 legions of angels, and we can do the same things he did. Like it says in John, go to the book of 14:12. Jesus said, the things I have done, you will do in greater things than these. And we're doing it not in our power, by the power of your spirit. We thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. Thank you for the privilege of drinking into one spirit with you, Lord. Thank you for not leaving us as orphans. We give you praise and honor and glory. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The faith and the blood of the covenant. For you did not come by water only, Lord Jesus, but by water and blood. We thank you for washing us in the water of the word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, bringing this water poured forth. We thank you for raining down righteousness, and we thank you for your life, your blood, sealing us with your spirit as we drink into one spirit with you. We thank you for sealing us with that Holy Ghost anointing, Father God, in Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen and amen and amen, and praise the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and to manifest the favor of his knowledge by us in every place, in South Africa, in Illinois, in Texas, in every single place, in Illinois, in Australia, every single place, in Canada, deliver, instead of a pastor, Arthur Kowalski, in Alberta, Canada, Father God, and all those that are being persecuted, Father God, many, 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 many people being persecuted, standing for the truth, and that people stand up for the truth, and those people that are speaking lies and saying one thing and doing a whole other thing, like some of the people from the Biden regime. We know he's just a puppet, Lord. And though I prayed, you went back there. I don't know if you can save him on my feet. $10 million $10 million worth going to hell, going to the burning lake of fire. I don't think so. Father, send the Holy Ghost to make a
awesome job.